From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Minister Abdul Halim Iskandar has called on his ministry to work even harder to achieve the performance target in 2022. Minister Iskandar noted that the ministry had delivered several achievements throughout 2021, such as success in implementing the merit system and the first rank within the SAPK implementation and CAT utilization achievement within employee recruitment. As quoted by Antara, he noted in his written statement on Monday that internally, the Village Sustainable Development Goals Data Collection Program and the effort to direct villages to achieve the indicators in the village SDGs showed remarkable progress. Regional Representative Council or DPDRI Speaker Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti requested the provincial and district or city governments to make a prompt move in response to the entry of Omicron detected in Surabaya, East Java. As reported by Antara, Lanyala remarked on Monday, the entry of Omicron in East Java should be a matter of serious consideration. Mataliti pointed to higher likelihood of infections in the absence of early precautionary actions, especially since the Omicron variant has a swifter infection rate. Around 58% of students in Indonesia have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. As reported by Antara, Director General of Early Childhood Education, Basic Education and Secondary Education at the Ministry, Jumeri, on Monday explained, around 58% or about 26 million students aged 6 years and above from the total 46 million students have received the first dose of vaccination. However, he noted the total targeted recipients, only around 37% have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Indonesia's Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin highlighted the government's preemptive measures of preparing additional medicine equipment and facilities to cater to the current COVID-19 patients and to tackle a likely case surge in the future. Of the total 400,000 hospital beds nationwide, the government has ready 30% or equal to 120,000 beds for COVID-19 patients. It was said by Minister Sadikin while presenting his press statement on activities restriction enforcement broadcast by the Presidential Secretariat Office YouTube channel in Jakarta on Monday. Now we move to the international news. Germany wants to avoid an escalation in the dispute about a European proposal to classify both nuclear energy and natural gas as climate-friendly energy sources by abstaining in a vote about the investment plan government sources said on Monday. As reported by Reuters.com, the European Commission's decision to include gas and nuclear investment in the European Union Sustainable Finance Taxonomy Rules was circulated in a draft proposal late on December 31st, a timing which was criticized by European lawmakers. France on Monday reported more than 65,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases in a 24-hour period, a figure much lower than a couple of days ago, when daily additional infections were over 200,000. But reported cases always tend to dip on Monday, and the more than 65,000 is a record for that day, and the tally is more than twice as high as 1 week ago. We end the news with Sudan's Prime Minister, Abdalla Hamdok, who has resigned after another day of mass protests rocked the capital, Khartoum. As reported by BBC.com, thousands marched against a recent deal he had done to share power with the army, who staged a coup in October. Chanting power to the couple, as to say to the people, protesters called for return to full civilian rule. But military forces again responded with force, leaving two people dead. Mr. Hamdok's decision to quit leaves the army in full control. It is another blow to Sudan's fragile attempts at a transition to democratic rule after a popular uprising led to the overthrow of Sudan's long-term authoritarian President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Over the last 2 days, the media has been busy discussing the issues of the Indonesian National Police Polri to be proposed under a ministry. Governor of the National Defense Institute, Lieutenant General TNI Retirement Agus Wijoyo, has proposed that the National Security Council and the Ministry of Home Security be immediately formed. Thus, he stated that the Ministry of Home Security will oversee the National Police. Responding to the proposals, Analyst of Public Information Center Policy at the Public Relations Division of Polri, Police Commissioner Truno Yudo Andiko, delivered a press statement on Monday. He emphasized that Polri institution is under the President of the Republic of Indonesia in accordance with the 1945 Constitution and Law No. 2, 2002 on the National Police. Andiko further stated that Article 8, Paragraph 1, of Law No. 2-2002 has firmly stated that the national police are under the president. Therefore, until now, the Polri institution still operates under the president and is directly responsible to the president. In line with the National Police Commissioner of the National Police Commission, Pungki Indarti, remarked that the National Police Institution, which is currently under the direct supervision of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, is a mandate from the Reformation era. He assessed that it would be inappropriate for anyone to propose other ideas that deviate from the mandate of the Reformation era. According to Pungki, Law No. 2-2002 on the National Police is a manifestation of police reform. In addition, the police as an institution do not stand alone. Thereby, Commissioner of the National Police Commission participates in overseeing and has the task of determining the direction of policies drawn up by the National Police. Several observers and members of the House of Representatives (DPR) also expressed the same opinion. The point is that the National Police should remain under the President, and there is no need for a special institution to oversee the police. The number of opinions that support the National Police to remain under the President shows that the current position of the police is considered to be appropriate. There must be a very strong reason and an in-depth study if someone wants to change the position of the police. Whatever the position of the police is, that the interest of the nations and the state must become a root basis. All started in history with January 4, 1948, when the independence of Myanmar occurred. In the mid-19th century, the British controlled Myanmar, which was then called Burma. During the Second World War era, Myanmar was occupied by Japan. This era of Japanese occupation was used by the people of Myanmar to form their independence movement by establishing the Anti-Fascist Free People's League, or AFPFL, under the leadership of Aung San Suu Kyi. After Japan's loss, the British returned to Myanmar, but seeing the AFPFL had a great influence among the people, finally Britain was willing to give independence to Myanmar. Then, on 4 January 1948, was set for Myanmar's independence. Moving on to January 4, 2004, Spirit, a Mars probe from NASA, landing on Mars. Spirit, Mission Mars Exploration Rover A, or MIRA, is the first of the two rovers in the Mars Exploration Rover project. Spirit landed without problems on Mars on January 4, 2004, 3 weeks before its sister spacecraft Opportunity landed on the other side of the planet. Spirit continued to function effectively 20 times longer than planned. On May 1, 2009, Spirit was trapped in soft ground and the wheels were immobile. Spirit continued scientific research from where it was trapped until communication with Earth ceased on March 22, 2010. I'll end today in history with January 4, 2006, World Braille Day occurred. The history of World Braille Day dates back to 2006. At that time, the Conventions on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities proposed the rights and the welfare of persons with disabilities. The convention considers Braille important for education, freedom of expression and opinion, access to information, and social inclusion for the visually impaired. In November 2018, the United Nations General Assembly decided to declare January 4th as World Braille Day, to be observed every year. The date is taken from the birth date of the creator of Braille, Louis Braille, on January 4th, 1809.
Do mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jam-jam aku terdiam menatap buku catatan. Aku sedang berencana menulis puisi tersendu tentang kamu. Sembunyikan bahagia. Aku tak bisa berdusta. Bukan hal yang sederhana menulis puisi tersendu tentang kamu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
On December 28, 2021, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs held the 9th We Talk Show webinar. The We Talk Show raised the theme Indonesian Diplomacy in the Pacific Region, Reflections and Projections. This was attended by three academics and intellectuals who study the dynamics and development in Papua and the Pacific region, namely Gabriel Lele from Gajah Mada University, Elvira Rumkabu from Cendrawasih University, and Marinus Yaung, also from Cendrawasih University. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id, expert staff to the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Politics, Law and Security, Ambassador Tri Taryat, in his opening remarks said that for Indonesia, the Pacific has a number of key meanings. Indonesia is a part of the Pacific. According to Ambassador Tri Taryat, Eastern Indonesia and the Pacific region have similarities and closeness from cultural, ethnic, and socio-economic aspects. The Pacific is also a potential and strategic partner. Indonesia and the Pacific have aligned priorities such as in the areas of SDGs, fisheries, connectivity, environment, and climate change. Ambassador Tri Taryat also underlined that as part of the Pacific, Indonesia will continue to actively create a more prosperous Pacific region that remains stable, safe, and peaceful. The webinar discussed the importance and potential of the Pacific and projected the strengthening of Indonesian diplomacy, especially in translating Indonesia's vision in the region, namely Pacific elevation. In the discussion, one of the conclusions that emerged was the importance of efforts to resolve domestic issues as a basis for implementing foreign policies. It also emphasized that the importance of engagement with various Papuan community groups and various non-governmental groups in the Pacific region. Ambassador Tri Taryat also expressed appreciation for the diplomacy of the Republic of Indonesia in the Pacific region, which is expansive and strong. In addition, the meeting became an opportunity for exchange of ideas among the key speakers and participants to capture broader perspective and aspiration for the sharpening of Indonesian diplomacy. This activity is also a reflection of the habit of dialogue and the openness of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to discuss and accommodate input from stakeholders, including academics and civil society.
Aku menanti, takkan hilang cintaku
Radio Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, when traveling to Demak Central Java, don't forget to try nasi keropokan. Nasi keropokan used to be the favorite menu of the king of Demak. Demak is the first Islamic kingdom on the island of Java. This kingdom was founded by Raden Patah in 1500 to 1550. Nasi keropokan is made from buffalo ribs and white pumpkin. The seasoning consists of shallots and garlic, turmeric, candle nut, coriander, cumin, lime leaves, and bay leaves, and laos. Then there are also salt, sugar, coconut, and kedondong leaves. First, the buffalo ribs are boiled until tender. When boiling, all the spices that have been mashed are added to soak into the meat. Then, white pumpkin, kedondong leaves, whole chilies, and coconut milk are added. Once cooked, the keropokan menu is ready to be enjoyed. The food with yellow coconut milk soup tastes more delicious when eaten while it is still hot, accompanied by white rice. The tenderness of the buffalo ribs in the vegetables will feel soft on the tongue. You also don't need to worry about the threat of cholesterol, because these foods are also served with white pumpkin vegetables as cholesterol neutralizers. In addition to using spices, keropokan becomes more delicious with a few kedondong leaves. Besides giving a sour taste, kedondong or mombin leaves are also believed to be able to erode cholesterol from meat and coconut milk. For spicy food lovers, you can determine the level of spiciness yourself, because the chilies used are still intact. Listener, enjoying the delicious food of the King of Demak will feel perfect when accompanied by Wedang Pekak. This red spice drink is made from sapan wood, roasted ginger, lemongrass, and pekak, or flower of lawang. The drink, which is believed to increase the vitality of men, will feel right when served warm and added with lam sugar. The price of a portion of keropokan rice is around 15,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per serving. For wedang pekak, it costs 5,000 rupiah per glass. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Denganmu lewati berbagai hal, ku ada di sisimu. Tanpa kau tahu perasaanku padamu, sendiriku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali. I'm maybe not yours and you were not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me. Sekalipun kau tak pernah pedulikan rasaku, ku takkan acuhkan dirimu. Tapi ku harap suatu saat nanti kau tahu,
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Nonton Film di Bioskop. Nonton Film di Bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic entitled Ya Benar. Ya Benar, which means yes, that's right. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Nuni. Kevin wants to know Nuni's opinion about the movie they have just watched. Let's listen to their conversation.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
After listening to the conversation entitled Ya Benar, Ya Benar, which means yes, that's right, I'll present some phrases and vocabulary related to it. I'll say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Film. Film, which means film or movie. Seru. Seru, which means exciting or fun. Filmnya seru ya. Filmnya seru ya, which means the film is exciting, right? Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, that's right. Filmnya seru sekali. Filmnya seru sekali, which means the film is very exciting. Tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. In the conversation between Kevin and Nuni, there is an expression, Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. The phrase can be used in a various conversational contexts, one of which is to convey agreement. To say that you agree with your friend's assessment of something, you can say Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. If you do not agree with your friend's assessment, you can use the word tidak. Tidak, which means not, or kurang. Kurang, which means not so. For example, tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Or kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. Let's listen to other examples of agreeing or disagreeing. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means, is it an exciting movie, isn't it? Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Which means yes, right. The film is really exciting. Filmnya seru ya. Filmnya seru ya. Which means, isn't the movie exciting? Menurutku kurang seru. Menurutku kurang seru. Which means, I think it's not so exciting. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Nonton Film di Bioskop.
nonton film di bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa!
Banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu, saat air langit menutup jejak rindu. Basah meredam karena gam letupan emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi. Saat hujan, saat hujan, apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku. Bahagia mengalir di deras air yang turun, menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Tumbuh berbunga, harum dan berwarna, karena kau hujaniku. Ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya, kau hujaniku. Hujani aku. Kau basahi aku. Hujani aku.
Ya kau yang selalu dalam penantianku, hadir saat awan berubah kelabu. Perlahan kau jatuhkan butiran air satu persatu, kubiarkan dia mengalir. Saat hujan, hujan, apa kabarmu? Kau basuh tubuhku yang penuh peluh. Alirkan airmu pada nadi yang keruh, hingga ku jadi sosok yang berani dan tangguh.
Tumbuh berbunga, harum dan berwarna, karena kau hujaniku. Ku tumbuh dewasa dan tambah percaya, kau hujaniku.
Kau basahi aku, hujani aku.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom is getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Cubit Sayang by Laila Hashim featuring Ugi Razi. The song Cubit Sayang comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The first couplet of the pantun is sung by Laila Hashim, while the content of the pantun is sung by Ugi Razi. The lyrics of the song tell about the love of two lovebirds. They believe that if they are meant to be, they will be together. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Cubit Sayang by Laila Hashim featuring Ugi Razi. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Laila canggung, Laila canggung, Laila resah.
Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.